Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. It's a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by media reports. We connect the dots of the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Lucille Crane is in the house, Anaheim Council. Welcome.
Thank you. Love to be here, Ron.
Glad to have that number comes directly to me first. There are. I am in it. While a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, I plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone. Future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, we are celebrating today. It is National Cinnamon Croissant Day today. Having beaten anorexia, I will be looking for a good place to get some cinnamon croissants. And I should, being that otherwise I'll get myself in serious trouble. I will note that it is also National Sibling Day. Aww. So I will say that I've got the best sibling. My sister is a good, so I'll keep myself on the good graces there, but it is true. And moving right along, what's happening in the markets this morning? We got Dow Jones average is kind of yo-yoing. It's up about 12 points right now. Oil up 60 cents per barrel. No big deal there either. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury moving up ever so slightly at 2.354. Again, if you're a senior citizen having to live off of fixed income 10-year Treasury, probably not the best place for you. But Barbara was in a great place to get 6% last week. It looks like a good one to me. I think you ought to might want to check into that as opposed to a U.S. 10-year Treasury at 2.35. Moving right along, you got to love some of the things going on in our communities right now. I'm looking at a report talking about how much it's going to cost California. You got to love this because only in California do we do things that are this stupid, unbelievable. So here it is. The California State Highway System, 400 sinkholes, down trees, and mudslides because of the rain this year. Now, we didn't have any way of knowing that we may get rain once again. I mean, there are cycles in our weather patterns. So we had several years of drought. Now we've got some rain, and now we've got these sinkholes. Now they're talking about $866 million to fix those. Okay, now we're 3 months in. It's already the most expensive year for California State's road system in at least decades. Don't they plan for these things? That's Sacramento. They don't plan. The only thing they plan in Sacramento is to tax us more. That is basically the guidelines for Sacramento. Tax me more state. And I've said this many, many times. Jerry Brown has never seen a tax that he didn't like. I just saw this article come out this morning that Governor Brown is going to visit the proposed El Toro Marine Base Veterans Cemetery site. And I'm sure the only reason he's going there, number one, it's a photo op. Number two, he's probably trying to figure out how he can tax it. I'm sure that he's going to be looking to figure out how he can put a tax on veterans who have died. It's just the way the man works. Unbelievable. And we know that now we've also seen. You got to remember, if you look back, and I don't remember the exact date, I'd love to have a big staff here that could help me with this one. But there was a direct quote when Governor Brown gets elected. He basically tells, he's one of the few people in Sacramento that really tells it like it is. Here's what he said. You say what you have to get elected and do what you want when you're in office. That was his mantra. Now, he's the one that said it. I'm just repeating what the man had to say, so don't get mad at me for the commentary. But that is the way it was. Now, speaking of the same scenario, here, look at this one. Republican Anthony Cannella. Anthony Cannella. Yep, he's the one. He is the Republican that cast the vote to get us another 12 cents per gallon in gas tax. Now, it's not like we don't have a gas tax already. I have been looking at the numbers on the California gas tax. We are, the last number I looked at, we're the number five leading or number five state with the highest gas taxes in the union, number five gasoline than nearly anybody. But we are paying 40.62 cents per gallon right now. And we haven't even increased the gas tax yet, 40.62 cents. Now, if I look up real quickly, if my internet will move quickly, we are paying national average for a gallon of gas, $2.38.9. Remember that number, $2.38.9. In California, the average is $2.98.7. the only state in the union that pays more for gasoline than California is the oil-producing state of Hawaii. Think about that concept. Now, to get gas into Hawaii, if it's Middle Eastern gas, they ship to California. We refine it for them, ship it over to Hawaii, and they're still paying just about the same thing that we pay in California without the extra shipping expenses. That makes sense to anybody. Can you figure that one out? And now when we add another 12 cents, that will put us into the number one position. So we should be very, very proud of that. I'm sure Governor Tax Me More. Of course, the mayor of Anaheim likes to tax me more, too. So it doesn't matter. Either place we can go to get more taxes. Wherever you want, you can be taxed more if you live in the state of California. Amazing. I do remember I shared this with you before. The candidate for Congress in San Bernardino, good friend of the show, he decided that he wanted to move his family back to the United States. They left San Bernardino and went to Texas. Unbelievable. Just a thought right there. So didn't want to keep paying those taxes. Unbelievable. Continue on with the roundup this morning. Just amazing stuff. How do you continue all of these additional taxes that keep coming on? And they believe, now I'm going to share this with you because it's kind of interesting. I've said this before. The Democrat Party is really become the party of the rich and hold me downs, right? That's the idea there. So if you're real rich, Al Gore, think about Al Gore. Does he really care if they charge him another 12 cents a gallon for gasoline? No, they didn't put that tax on jet fuel. They only put it on gasoline and 20 cents a gallon on diesel. And if you go and do what they ask you to do and get an electric car, they're going to add that. There's no gas there, right? So they're going to add that more money or add additional money to your registration fees. Got to get you somehow. It's all about how do we get more of money. That's what the state of California is all about. Unbelievable how they continue doing this stuff. Now, speaking of getting more of your money, here's another one that they decided that they want to get more of your money. They're going to start taxing or putting more regulation on home care service providers. Now, think about that one. This is odd because generally, who is it that the state legislatures go after? They usually go after young people, right? They did that with the student loans, right? Can't get those discharged in bankruptcy. They charge the money. Money goes, then that was all under President Bush. Then under President Obama, they nationalized the service so that the feds could get the profit off of it. Think about that. The feds will pay you $2.35 is the yield on a 10-year treasury, yet they charge the young people 7% on student loans. Somebody see a little inequity there? Now, we understand what this goes from is because the young people don't vote. And when they do vote, they vote for Democrats so they can charge them more. Think about that concept. And we wonder what the definition of insanity is. Well, here we got in California, the one group that you generally don't want to tick off is seniors. Right? They vote. But I guess if they're helpless seniors and they can't get out and they need some in-home health care, that's okay to charge them more and regulate the home care providers who are servicing this group of people. But that is the state of California, and they are bringing more regulation so that the cost, think about this one, it went from about $180 a day where you could get somebody just to sit with mom or dad, and now it's over $500. The Democrat Party, the rich famous, they're the ones that do it. Just a thought for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. We're going to bring it closer to home when we get back. Lucille Kring is in the house. We'll talk about Anaheim. I say this on a regular basis. Anaheim seems to be a leading indicator for a lot of other communities. So we're going to chat about what's going on here. I'm not sure we want to, but Lucille's going to give us some great information. We're also going to chat about why you want to use a professional to help you sell your house, how to win a credit card dispute, and there are changes coming to the reverse mortgage industry. We'll chat about all that and more. You can listen to us anytime, our off-air number, or you can call me anytime, our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can connect with us on facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And you know what to do if you miss any part of our broadcast. Well, Ron Siegel Radio in the archives, we've got all those broadcasts there, about 500 of them. Or you can go to YouTube. You can catch all of the replays on YouTube. There's about, I get about 30,000 people listening to every replay right there on YouTube. So whatever you do, stay tuned. We're going to be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by very trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Question in the real-time real estate segment today is, or the comment, the importance of using a professional to sell your home. When a homeowner decides to sell their house, they obviously want the best possible price. Simple desire, isn't it? Least amount of hassles along the way. However, vast majority of the sellers, the most important result is actually getting their home sold. In order to accomplish all three goals, a seller should realize the importance of using a real estate professional. And we realize that technology has changed the purchaser's behavior during the home buying process. According to the National Association of Realtors 2016 profile of home buyers and sellers, the percentage of buyers who use the internet in their home search increased to 94%. However, the report also revealed that 96% of the buyers who use the internet when searching for homes purchased their homes through either a real estate agent, broker, or from a builder or builder's agent. Only 2% purchased their homes directly from a seller whom the buyer did not know. Think about that. You're really cutting down your audience if you're not using a professional. We'll talk more about this in the days and weeks to come. That is the real-time real estate segment. We are going to chat this morning. I love when we get visitors from Anaheim. Lucille King is in with us, been here with us in the past as well. Because Anaheim seems to be a leading indicator. It used to be a leading indicator for good. I don't know about where it's going these days, Lucille, but I'm one of the things that I know that you're doing, working hard on, and I love this subject because we've done a lot of work on it, is the idea of trying to solve this homeless problem. I wonder sometimes solve this problem for. Because you look at some of the homeless, and they're happy with their lives. Mm-hmm. So you wonder, can you solve a problem for somebody that really doesn't see a problem there?
No, you really can. And it really is a multifaceted problem. Because you do have the people, because of a bankruptcy, an illness, a divorce, something like that, they are forced out onto the
street, sure,
or in their car. So those are the people I think that we really need to focus on first. There are the chronic homeless who have been on the streets for 10, 15, 20 years. And I have done homeless counts where you go out and you physically talk to the people and then you check off a box, 5 years there, whatever. And I have told them there is help out there. There's the 211. It's an umbrella organization that can get them housing and get them help, the medical, get them social security. And they say, no, they're not coming in. They're terrified because a lot of them have gone in. And they've been robbed, they've been beaten up, they've had all kinds of negatives.
When they go to get help, they get robbed?
Well, they go into a housing.
Into a shelter of some sort, okay.
Shelter, so they have become very shy and they will not do it. And then, so those are the people who are chronic. They're never going to do anything to come in. Then the people who really want help, and those are the people that we're going after. The Armory in Santa Ana and Fullerton will be closing next week. And so the Kramer Building, which Anaheim put $500,000 into, and it's going to be a county property. Mercy Housing will be the group who monitors it. And it was supposed to be a 200-bed facility, a lockdown. Come in, going to be there 36 days, get the help you need, go into transitional housing with the job. And now because of the county being slow on the uptake, it will open this month with 100 beds and a lot of facilities that are going to be outside while they build the other 100 units. So we really try to make things happen, and then there's always government that gets away. But those 100 will come mainly from the Armories because we know those people will help and those people are going to get help. So they'll be inside, they'll have it.
So you get a group of people that want a hand up instead of a handout.
Absolutely.
Because and it has to be able to be there, though. I mean, we want to have the security blanket for those that really need.
Oh, absolutely. But you want the people who are on the street corner begging for money, and then they go home to a very nice house. It's a scam.
Right.
First of all, it's illegal, panhandle. It's illegal for you to give them money.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's absolutely illegal. But no one is going to do anything because it's a very low priority.
Sure.
I'd rather have you give it to a charity or to a church or something. Is actually going to go and help these people. My church has a wonderful thing that they do every Saturday. They have it. It's called the White House, and they invite the homeless there. They get meals, and they get clothing, and they get everything, and then they go off, and they also get toiletries. There's a shower they have. So maybe it's enabling them, but it's giving some of the hardcore to get some kind of benefit in humanity.
When you talk, when that group comes into to your church there, are those the people that are really looking for, is that the hand-up group?
That's the hand-up group. These people want to get help. And sometimes a haircut, sometimes a shower, sometimes a suit will make them feel better, and then they go off and get it. Because there are jobs out there. Maybe they're not great jobs, but nobody starts, well, I never started out with a great job. You start out just minimum wage. Of course, minimum wage now is completely different from what I was. But you start out, you don't know anything, and your employer teaches you. You learn to be on time. You learn to dress appropriately. You learn all those skills. And then you move up, and that's what we want for them. And you can learn at any age, no matter how old or how young you are. So those are the people we help. And a lot of these people, we have people who come every single week to council. They want us to have safe zones in the city. Where they think we're going to have this. So the homeless pitch is
what's a safe zone mean?
Well, that's it. They want us.
I mean, I think the city's supposed to be safe, isn't it?
Well, we would hope. Safe zones, according to them, is any property that the city owns that's not being used and that the homeless can go and pitch a tent and stay there and be safe. Otherwise, they want us to stop the empty camping because Anaheim on the books, most cities do it. You cannot camp in a city park. They also want us to open the bathrooms in the park 24/7. We can't do that. We're spending lots of money to rehab them. But these are the things that they want. And the cities in Orange County do not want that. The people who actually pay for the parks feel they can't use the parks because of this native element. Because homeless, there's a lot of reasons why homeless. And a lot of times you use drugs. There's prostitution. There's all kinds of stuff happening under our eyes. And people will not use parks. They will not take their kids to a park. They won't take their dogs to a park because of that negative element. And so we need to find other solutions for the homeless.
It makes a lot of sense. I know I can speak from my own situation that I have a special needs child. And we're if it's a real nice shopping center, mm-hmm. he won't go in there just because it makes him nervous. And, you know, we've now understand there. I mean, I know we were just had Autism Awareness Day or week just recently, and that's a big issue for some of those folks mm-hmm. as well. And you look and say, you know, we were a compassionate people, but it has to work both ways.
Absolutely. And because of the ACL, you just can't gather up these people and put them into an institution. I know somebody the other night, but John Moore, at the Fairview property in Costa Mesa that used to be for challenged children. I think it was a mental institution
sure.
at one time. It has a huge property. It's got a great building in there. That would be a wonderful campus to site half off for the homeless and half off for the mentally challenged. But there would be a lot of NIMBYism. Nobody wants it in the backyard, even though it's very far away from any residential. So he's working on that. It would be ideal. But you can't grab the people off the street because then you have the problem with the ACLU. The ACLU thinks they're doing a great job civil rights, but what about the civil rights of the people who are paying taxes and have to live with the people in their neighborhood? Or motel people up in a part of the city, they come in and they sleep in the doorways. And then what do they do about the bathrooms? A woman the other night said she had to explain to her 7-year-old niece why she saw naked and what was that. And the
wow.
aunt was dumbfounded. She didn't know what to say. So that's the issues that we're dealing with. And it's completely inappropriate. So those people need to get the help that they need.
That's the big issue, is trying to find the right solution to get the help that everybody needs. That's where we really want to focus on. We're going to talk more with Seal Kring, Anaheim City Councilwoman, when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current event, and the financial markets. We'll also talk about a win, a credit card dispute, and complaints about student loan servicing. We'll talk about that one as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing. missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back, Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Got a good group of folks watching us on Ron Siegel Radio or Ron Siegel on Facebook this morning as well. In addition, I better say that Brian is one of the people watching us too. So that's good news all the time. Not texting me today. So I guess I'm letting you talk, Lucille, because usually when she watches me, she says, I don't let my guests talk enough. So.
Hi, Mandy.
So we will have some fun with that. I'll be in trouble for that one today, but that's okay. Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next loan, Gold Star has programs for you. How to win a credit card dispute is the subject of today's Your Credit Matters segment. So the bottom line on a credit card dispute, number one, do not ever push the button on the credit bureau's sites that say dispute this. Don't push that. That was just a ruse by the federal government and the credit card bureaus to get you to try and explain why there's a late charge there in 140 characters or less. So don't do that. You want to contact the merchant first, make sure that they don't have just a clerical error, because that's the quickest way of getting the dispute resolved. Don't procrastinate. Whatever you do, make your case right away. Know your rights. Send a letter to the bureaus. Here's the rules with credit reporting. And there's nothing that's required to be on your credit report. Nothing at all is required on your credit report. But anything that is on your credit report must be complete, it must be accurate, and it must be verifiable. So if you send your credit report, if they've only put 8 digits of your credit card number on there, that's why there's going to be a change coming in place the 1st of July, and it's going to blow up a lot of real estate transactions in the 11th hour. People don't even know it's coming, but it will be here. July 1 is when they make this change. Make sure your reports are complete, they are accurate, and they're verifiable. So what do you do if you do have a credit dispute? Well, you write a letter to the Bureau explaining your situation. Make sure you have a copy of it. Make sure you send it certified. That way you know that it's done. I'm just kind of helping you set them up for a lawsuit if you need it down the road. Then you make sure that you put in a copy of your driver's license and Social Security card and a copy of a utility bill. All of those go into the letter that you're sending to the Bureau. They're going to send you a Forrest Gump letter back. Basically, what they do is scan all your information in. They send over to their bureaus over in the Philippines, and they have a two-digit code on there. And they say, well, we're right, you're wrong, sorry. Well, that's when you have to wait 30 days. And it takes about 3 days for that to happen. You send them Forrest Gump letter two and say, you know something, here's the here's more documentation. You guys are not giving us the right information. And eventually they'll get it corrected, or you just take it to one of our attorney friends, and on a contingency, they'll get this resolved for you as long as you've got all of your documentation in order. Don't send those dumb letters out and say it's not mine. If it's your item, it's your item. But if there's an error, make sure it is corrected. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Continuing our conversation this morning with Lucille Kring, the Anaheim City Councilwoman. So, Lucille, we talked a lot about homelessness in the last segment. I don't want to rehash that one. But one of my challenges here, and I don't know where you're going to stand on this one, a sanctuary city, what do they call it? Welcome Anaheim or some crazy name.
Well, there's two different ones. I have one of our colleagues, Jose Moreno, who's very left of left, and he wanted to, when he was a campaigner, he did say that he supported Anaheim as a sanctuary city. I am absolutely 100%. 50% opposed to it, but he couldn't get that. We didn't have a vote on it, so he decided he wanted to do something like Welcome Anaheim, and that would be the fact that people don't feel they're being welcomed. And I just said, what are we going to do? Docents coming into the city, you know, people can say Welcome to Anaheim, like the greeters at Walmart.
How could welcome? I mean, we've got a convention center welcoming people. We've got one of the greatest resorts of the world welcoming people.
He just feels that people here who may not have be here legally, as came here illegally a number of years ago, that they don't feel welcome in the community, which I don't know how you can do that. I always smile. I always say hello to people. So they have this committee, and the mayor and Jose Moreno and Steve Fessel were the members of the committee, and they said they wanted to have us okay it. So that meant they were subject to the Brown Act. They wanted to have it secret. We didn't know when they were meeting. We didn't know where they were going to meet. So the mayor pulled that back, and now it's an open meeting. They've had two so far. The last meeting, I sent my policy aide to the meeting. There were two people there, and two people who did not speak, two people who did speak, and a lot of staff members, and nobody from the public came and told them about these sad stories, how they've been oppressed or how they've been not welcomed or how they feel that if they ever have a crime in their neighborhood, they'd be fearful of calling the police. None of that stuff is happening. The police work with the community. They've got a great relationship with the legal, illegal community because we want that. We want people who are subject to a crime to report it. We want people who have seen a crime to say, I recognize this person, or I can give you an identification. The police are very good about welcoming, about taking care of that. Sanctuary cities are completely different. Sanctuary cities are San Francisco, Los Angeles, Pasadena. They are cities, oh, Santa Ana, who say, we will not work with ICE. We will not allow ICE to put a hold on any of our criminals.
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Group.
Right. And it's like in San Francisco, this criminal illegal was deported six times. And because of our border, kept coming back. Eventually, he just killed Kathleen Sile. He just shot somebody on the Embarcadero. And she was with her dad for a nice day out. And she died in her dad's arms. That's because he never should have been in this country. And it's happened over and over and over again. And it's so sad, and I will not let that happen to Anaheim. The majority of the people in this city do not want a sanctuary city. They feel that they're welcoming everybody, and they don't want special privileges for people who may not be here legally.
How do we afford it? I mean, there's no way that Anaheim can bring in everybody that wants, or any, the country can't even bring in all the people that want to come here.
We can't. They're not that endless bank of money. We just, in times past, people would just crank up the presses and they keep just making more money.
$20 trillion worth.
$20 trillion worth. So the current president is pulling some of that money back and saying, if you are a sanctuary city, if you are a sanctuary state, you're not going to get money for your policing agencies. And Sheriff, I didn't hear her this morning, but she was on a talk show. And she is very concerned about the money that her agency will lose, which means either you don't have the ability to go out and monitor or protect the residents and the citizens and the businesses, or you're going to have to cut back on the amount of shares that you actually have. So do we, the good people who want the protection of the police and sheriffs, who want to live with that? I don't think so.
I'm wondering who it is that really wants it, because, I listened to quite a few of the immigrant community doesn't want the sanctuary city status because they want the criminals out too.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I must admit, I'm back in my early days, there were some folks we found out that were not here legally. But they were law abiding. Other than what they came here for was the same thing all of our parents came here or our ancestors came here for a better life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, they didn't do what the go the straight route through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody's against immigration.
No, absolutely not. Legal immigration. And the people who came here legally are very resentful of the people who just cross the border. And then they get all this legal status, the ability to get that. It's not fair. A lot of these people waited in line, paid a lot of money, and they're here legally. But with this, the people voted for Prop 47, which reduced a felony to a misdemeanor and reduced time in prison. So now they're back into the streets. They're preying on the homeless. They're also preying in their neighborhoods. So a lot of these illegals who come here, they're preying on their community. It's like Chicago, the black-on-black crime. Most of that is never found out who the perpetrator was because people are afraid to come forward and say, I know who did it, because they're afraid they're next in line to get killed. They're preying on these.
The retribution there.
Right. It's really very sad. So it is a never-ending situation. I think the state probably mandate that they're going to be a sanctuary city. The taxpayers are paying former Attorney General Eric Holder to go out and
$25,000 a month.
Yes, nice.
Yeah.
$300,000 a year.
It's almost as good as being the secretary or assistant to the mayor of Anaheim. I mean, almost. But
<That's right>.
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
He's helping the people get their not to be prosecuted, which is really, really sad. We're paying so much in taxes for health care and education and everything else that goes with that. And people say if we don't have these people, $12 for a head of lettuce.
So be it. But that's called capitalism, right? I mean, maybe we will decide we don't want to enlist then.
Well, it's our choice. And the Procera program is great because you bring these pickers in, you bring the farm labor in. That's a great program. But with the increase in the gas tax, just watch everything that you buy from a head of lettuce to cereal to dog food is going to go up because everything travels on.
On the road, sure, right. Absolutely. So, and it's 12, I think it's 12 cents for gas and 20 cents for diesel.
Right.
Hold your wallets. The governor's coming to town. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate events and the financial markets. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Anaheim City Councilwoman Lucille Crane. We'll also talk about complaints about student loans. And I've told you I could solve the student loan problem about 2 minutes. It wouldn't take that long at all. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our offer number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you
living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunity. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Word on Wealth segment today, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Yes, if you are one of our heroes, that would be veterans, active, retired, reserve, military, police, fire, nurses, the VIP Hero Program, VIPHeroProgram.com. There are discounts for every one of you, all of the service providers in real estate working with Ron Siegel Radio. Complaints about student loan servicing increased by 429% in the past year. Another government program. Unbelievable. In the past, federal regulators and consumer advocates have highlighted issues with student loans and the servicing of these often crippling debts from finding that educational loans continue to haunt older borrowers to suing Navient, the largest student loan servicing company. Because of this, it might not come as much of a surprise that the number of complaints the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau received related to student loans has skyrocketed. Today, the Bureau released its monthly complaint snapshot, which shows 429% increase in student loan complaints received in a year-to-year comparison of just 3 months. Can you believe that? Up 429%. And think, now the government took this over. Why isn't it? I don't understand why it's not running perfectly. It just surprises me. Another government program, another government take
It was the community organizer that figured this would be the best way to handle it. Don't you remember? I can't imagine. Now, here's the solution to the double issue. Now, it's a bipartisan problem. Think about this. President Bush started the problem. In his bankruptcy reform, he made it so that student loans were not dischargeable in bankruptcy. If we will change that one thing back where they are dischargeable, think about what happens. The people that can afford the student loans, they'll continue to make those payments. That's a moral issue that they decide. The schools, they'll decide that, you know something, just because they get a student loan doesn't mean they're going to get paid. Think about that concept. Maybe we'll start seeing the costs of tuition come down without a government handout, without a handout, because the government's making $40 billion a year, $40 billion off of student loans. Think about that. That's some of our kids, and they're the ones that we want to start buying houses, yet we're looking at it. 1% has to be added. Even if the student loan is in deferment, the lending guidelines say you have to add 1% of whatever balance is to monthly debt. Think about what that does to the ability of our young people to buy their first house. Just a thought for you. That's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Continuing our conversation with Lucille Crane. Now, if you're watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or watching us on Facebook Live, or you can go to any one of the websites, you can see Lucille is not one of the largest people in the entire world. Yet, Lucille, I'm seeing some of the meetings that you get to go to nowadays that start at 5 and they end at 2 in the morning?
2:20
in the morning.
Yes.
Aren't you lucky?
Yes, very lucky. It's actually, that day we started 3 with closed session, 3 to 5, came out, and the meeting ended at 2:20 the next day. This is outrageous because some...
Let me ask you one simple question, Lucille. I know that most of what the council does is mostly volunteer. So unless you're the mayor's assistant, you don't make good money.
No, we don't.
So we know that the law says, 15-minute break every 4 hours and an hour lunch break if you're going to be there more than 6 hours. And you guys were there 12 hours?
I don't get any of that, trust me. I mean, we have the ability to go back and get a coffee or a tea or something.
Might even use a restroom.
That people have complained about it, using the bathroom too much. Yes, so we do have those people all the time. But that night was terrible. We have into districts now, and we have 6 council members and the mayor. And so we all knew the meetings would be a little bit longer, but we didn't think they would be to this extent. Since the new council has come in December, our meetings, the earliest meeting, I think, has been 11:30, which is outrageous. Somebody said this before, nothing good happened after midnight. And after 10 o'clock, you really sound like babbling idiot.
Are you talking about the people coming to speak to you or the council members?
Everything. The whole package.
Okay.
Well, only comes to public hearing at the beginning of the meeting. And the public comments have been running an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's just an amazing situation. And they get 3 minutes, and by the time they come up, get back, it's 3.5. And, of course, everybody has to applaud.
Of course.
Even though they disagree, it's an amazing thing when you look at it. But we have new council members who have decided on the consent calendar to pull half of it off. Last week they didn't.
What does that mean, consent calendar?
Consent calendar, every council and every government organization has it, where you have items like we're going to give the lowest bid to RJ Noble for concrete pouring, and we'll give the ABC widget company the lowest bid for this. And that you have the agenda, and the people do too, but we have all the background, we have the staff for it, we have everything that goes with that. And it can be 15 to 30 items, depending. And we get the minutes from the library board, we get the minutes from this commission. So that's all in the consent calendar. And those things are to be talked about with the staff ahead of time. We're always told is to be taken in one vote. Once in a while, you pull it that you want to congratulate somebody that is in consent calendar. But these people are pulling half of the consent calendar, and the mayor says, would you like a staff report? Yes. So Councilmember Moreno said we're doing the people's business. No, I disagree. If you were doing the people's business, you would not waste 2 hours talking about items on the consent calendar where you should have had all those questions asked and answered before the meeting, because that's what the people expect. The people expect to have you talking about items of interest, the public hearing, the off-consent, the short-term rentals, the idea of the homeless, the idea of different things, not when you're giving contracts to different people. So that is what's making the meetings longer and longer and longer.
So it's basically it's a two-double issue. I'm just a simple guy, Lucille. It sounds like some of the council members haven't been trained on what they're supposed to be doing there, and they're not doing their homework before they get there.
Well, I'm not sure the first one, but the second one is absolutely true, because the city manager's office contacts them every time and says, what would you like? What questions do you have?
Is that the city manager that they're trying to cut back all of his authority?
Yes.
Okay, just kidding. That was the same city manager that we're referring to.
Yes, it's the same one. We just have endless problems. But he does ask them, and then somebody says, well, we only have from Friday to Tuesday to get the answers done. Well, the rest of this have been for the same time frame. But now the city manager, not only do you have from Friday when you get your binder and your agenda to Tuesday when the meeting is, he gives you a two-meeting rundown of what is going to be on the consent calendar. So absolutely no need to pull anything, because you've had sometimes a week and a half, sometimes 3.5 weeks, because we had council on the 4th. We don't have it again until the 25th. So you have a lot of time to get answers.
Wow. Give us a quick update on short-term rentals. What's going on there?
Short-term rentals, we come to a conclusion. There's many losses. So we come to a settlement with the Alliance and most of the short-term rental owners. And they've signed on. So if we approve the settlement, that means we will not go to trial. It's probably going to be on a 4-3, which we need. But if somebody decides not to support the settlement and we go to trial, that means it's going to take years and the short-term rentals can continue to be run as short-term rentals, which would probably be maybe 4 to 8 years. So the settlement will get them out of neighborhoods a lot quicker.
Crazy. Okay, and then so one of the things that we used to talk last segment, you're promoting an up or down vote on sanctuary.
I am, because I know there's going to be at least one vote to support sanctuary cities, and I'm just going to see if there's going to be a skin.
Wow. That's amazing that there's still people, even after all the publicity out there and the knowledge that I think even the loons in Syria know that this president's probably serious about what he says.
I think,
right?
Yeah, the loons have it.
And, I mean, it seems, how do you go against a number one, you know, a business person, generally, they usually get things done, right? I mean, they're not, for the most part. And whether you agree with the president or not, you know, he's doing what he thinks are the right things. And I think, I even said that to President Obama. I didn't agree with what he did, but I thought he was doing what he thought was right. Well, this president's pretty much made clear that sanctuary cities are not going to be acceptable.
No, and he's always going to cut the money. And the Sheriff Hutchins of Orange County is extremely concerned, because she said, they cut off those millions for me. I'm going to have to cut back on the sheriffs. So I don't have the personnel, or I'm going to have to stop protecting certain areas, because we need money for protection.
Amazing. We're going to try and get the sheriff in here for Police Appreciation Week as well. Yeah, good stuff. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. And we ask every morning, we ask the same request of you. Set that first radio preset button to come back here today to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. A big thanks to John for engineering us today, and of course, so thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or need any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.